The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey. Three real nice guys.
Good for you, President Trump. And hello, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today, a breaking news edition of the program. Just a few moments ago, President Trump announcing a class action lawsuit that we are going to try and actually join here at the Todd Starnes Radio Show, because we, too, have been victims of these enemies of free speech. We're talking about Facebook and Twitter and many of the other social media platforms that are indeed cracking down on conservatives, cracking down on anyone who wants to make America great again. And the president announcing just a little while ago that he does plan to go after Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook and Jack Dorsey over at Twitter. The president holding a press conference, and we're going to get into some more details from the press conference. But I have to tell you, this is a long time coming. The president has been banished from social media since the events of January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol. They claim that the president is some sort of a threat to American society and that his voice should be squelched. His voice should be silenced. But I got to tell you, I don't think they're doing a very good job of it. Last night, President Trump actually shared my column on his email distribution list, and we were slammed with traffic last night. So clearly, a lot of people have found a way around the bans on Facebook and Twitter. But I got to tell you something here, folks. My beef is with the Republican Party. They had an opportunity to do something about Facebook and Twitter when they controlled Congress, but they decided not to do it. They decided not to do anything. They had an opportunity to abolish Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. This is the policy that protects Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Google from being sued, from being held liable. And this law has been on the books since the 1990s. But it's time to abolish Section 230. It's time to abolish any protections that Facebook and Twitter have been given. If they are not going to be a free speech marketplace, they don't deserve any protections from the federal government. It's very clear to me, very clear to me. Yet the Republicans took a pass. And why did the Republicans take a pass, ladies and gentlemen? Why is it? Well, I believe the chief reason has to do with money. Big tech is loaded with lobbyists, and they have been funneling thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into the political coffers of not just Democrats, but Republican lawmakers. Now you say, well, Todd, why are you picking on the Republicans? Because the Democrats, they are a godless bunch. They are lost. There's no saving the Democrats. But the Republicans could still be salvageable. They could still do the right thing. But we're going to have to hold them accountable. I mean, the reality is, had the Republicans done the right thing during the Trump years, we would not be having this conversation right now. And we know, thanks to the incredible work of Project Veritas and a guy by the name of James O'Keefe, we know that insiders at Facebook were literally trying to fix the presidential election. And that's why so many of us were squelched. So many of us were sidelined because of the Facebook algorithms. But in many cases, it's not even algorithms. They're going after the top conservative pages on Facebook and shutting them down, or at least marginalizing their audience. Now, I want to say this, and I haven't said this in a long time, but if you truly want to get around the big tech censors, then I would sincerely urge you to sign up for my free newsletter. It comes out every day, and it is packed with stories that you will not be able to see on Facebook. Now, I'll tell you right now, we've got all total between followers and likes. We have a little over 500,000 people that follow us on Facebook. But Facebook will only allow a few thousand of you. We're talking about 2,000 or 3,000 of you are actually able to see my content on a daily basis. You say, well, Tom, wait a second. What are you saying? I'm telling you that Facebook is targeting conservative content. It's very simple. And again, if Facebook did not have the special protections, I would say they have every right to do that because it's their platform. They pay the bills. They pay the staff. They pay the designers. But if they're getting special protections from the government, then they have an obligation to be a free speech platform, which they are not. So they can do one of two things. They can either open up the floodgates and let all of us do what we have been doing for years, or they can lose their special protections. It's a very simple choice A or choice B. I don't know why the politicians up on Capitol Hill make this so difficult for people to understand. But I get emails from many of you every day. Todd, I follow you. I signed up for the Facebook, the notifications. I don't get anything from you. Have you blocked me? No, we're not blocking anybody. Well, we blocked the liberals, but you know. They use the bad language, and we're a family-friendly site. But no, we do not. So I would encourage you. You say, even if you already follow us on Facebook, you need to go and sign up for our newsletter. It is the only way you're going to be able to get conservative content. The only way you're going to be able to get conservative content is on toddstearns.com and our newsletter. And that's why we do it, and that's why we provide it to you free of charge. Because it is that important that you get that information. But I got to tell you something. The First Amendment protects speech in America. It even protects speech that you don't like. So I'm glad the president is taking a stand here. And I hope he wins this lawsuit. I really do. The president's done nothing wrong. Nothing at all. And shame on Facebook. Shame on Twitter for cracking down on free speech in America. They literally called me years ago the bad boy of Facebook. That's what a couple of the leftist groups, Media Matters, Human Rights Campaign. Oh, that Starnes, he's the bad boy of Facebook. He's just so mean. He's just not a very nice person. He says horrible things. I actually got banned for, what is it, about a month, I think? I got banned on Facebook. And I wrote the post that got me in trouble, and people were writing about this at the time. I was talking about sitting in my Cracker Barrel rocking chair with my shotgun, sipping a glass of sweet tea, reading the Bible, singing Amazing Grace while eating a Paula Deen, you know, biscuit or something. I don't know what it was. It was just a funny little piece talking about all the things that were politically incorrect at the time. And Facebook, they banned me. They shut down the page. They said those things. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you sit in a rocking chair holding a gun, drinking sweet tea in a mason jar? Who do you think you are? You violate our community standards. And that's what they said. I violated their community standards. Yes, you did. You bad, bad boy. All right. Well, it is what it is. But I got to be honest with you. At the end of the day, Do you really want to be a part of a community that doesn't like God, that doesn't like conservatives, that doesn't like the Second Amendment, that doesn't like free speech? I mean, do you really want to be a part of that kind of a community? All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got more from the Trump presser. Also, Joe Biden wants to show up at your front door, and we've got some audio to play here from the press conference yesterday. Joe Biden sending government agents neighborhood to neighborhood, door to door, to find out why you have not gotten the China virus vaccine. So here's my question to you, ladies and gentlemen. This could be a fun segment of the program. What are you going to say to the government agents when they show up at your front door wanting to know if you've had the China virus? What will you tell Joe Biden's government agents? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Oh, I know what I'd say. 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. The live show blog is up and running. We'll be right back, folks.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, folks. Hope you're doing well. By the way, tomorrow afternoon, the whole team, we're driving down to Dallas, Texas. CPAC is going to get underway. I'll be giving a keynote address Saturday afternoon. Then Saturday evening, President Trump is going to be speaking. And for those of you listening to KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, the morning show is going to be broadcast from CPAC as well. So our good friend and our permanent fill-in host, our chief fill-in host, Tim Van Horn, is going to be down there. So you're going to want to listen to those special broadcasts as well. And, of course, that all starts on Friday morning. We'll be doing our entire show on location at CPAC on Friday. Hey, our good friends over at Newsbusters just sent me a note here. They've actually been tracking big tech censorship of President Trump and his campaign. Get this. They censored Donald Trump and his campaign over 600 times, and they're talking about over 2,500 total cases of censorship. So there you go. Let's hope that the president is able to prevail in the court of law, and free speech will win the day. So look, Joe Biden yesterday made a shocking announcement to America. Cut number one, please. Okay, we'll get back to that. Do we have that ready? All right, cut number one.
We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus. Look, equity, equality, it remains at the heart of our responsibility of ensuring the communities that are the hardest hit by the virus have the information and the access to get vaccinated. So, as we shift from these centralized mass vaccination sites, where we're doing thousands of people a day, we're going to put even more emphasis on getting vaccinated in your community, close to home, conveniently, and a location you're already familiar with.
All right, so Joe Biden there and the news nugget there, they're going to be going neighborhood to neighborhood, door to door, to get people vaccinated. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know if they're going to have doctors and nurses in tow. You're going to have the government agents there, and we have to imagine they're going to be armed in some capacity. And they're going to be standing on your front doorstep, your lawn, and you'll have the nurse there, and they'll have the they'll have that big, big, huge needle ready to go, dripping, oozing with whatever the venom there is, the China virus vaccine. And they're going to tell you, sir, ma'am, have you had the vaccine? Have you had the China virus vaccine? And when you say no, they're going to tell you to roll up your sleeves, or they're going to tell you to drop your pants and bend over. But either way, they're going to poke you. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, what do you tell these folks? I mean, you heard Joe Biden. This is not hyperbole. This is the real deal. They're going to be dispatching at taxpayer expense agents to every home in America, demanding to know whether or not you have had the China virus vaccine. What do you tell the government agents? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Maine. Mike listening to us on WLOB. All right, Mike, what do you do?
Hey, Todd. I was talking with your friend Ray Richardson this morning about this exact subject. And I'm a retired Marine. So in my front yard near the door is a sign that said this property is protected by a United States Marine with a serious lack of negotiating skills, but is absolute hell in a gunfight. If you don't belong here, please leave. You've now been properly negotiated with. So I don't expect to get any knocks on the door.
I don't either, no. That's a very polite message, too, by the way, Mike. I mean, that's very neighborly of you.
Yeah. Well, it kind of keeps the solicitors away, too.
But Mike, just think about this. And you're a retired Marine, so I think you understand where all of this is going. If we don't put a stop to this now, the next knock on the door may be for your guns. That's how quickly this will spiral.
Or you yourself.
And that's a fair point.
The worry here. These guys are out of control, man. You know, I'm 71 years old. I've never, ever seen anything like what's going on in our country right now. It is just stunning to watch this happen.
And Mike, what concerns me here is that we've got a generation or two. I would say that millennials, and probably more so Generation Zers, the kids younger than them, this is the new normal for them. So they really don't understand freedom like you and I understand freedom. And they're okay with it. They don't seem to have a problem with this crackdown on our civil liberties.
Well, you know, I was telling Ray the other day, we talked quite a bit, and I said, you know, I think one of the big problems we have is a lot of the people in the country have never been out of the country. And once you've been out of the country in some of the places I've been, you can't wait to kiss the ground when you get back to the U.S. And that goes for civilians, too. You know, they may travel here or there, but I'll tell you, when they finally touch down at home, that's when they really feel safe. But, you know, a lot of our population has never been out of the country, you know?
Mike, I've been out a couple of times.
Spoiled children is what we have.
Oh, no doubt about that. Entitled, spoiled children, and they're weakening. And my greater concern here, Mike, and we've got about 20 seconds, is the weakening of the United States military.
Yeah, it's really scary what I'm seeing, especially listening to Mealy talk. I heard his testimony in front of Congress last week. I like to fall over. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it needs to stop.
Well, they're trying to soften the country up for a full-blown socialist takeover. I mean, that's ultimately where all of this is leading. And Mike, it's going to take people like you, a great retired Marine, to take a stand and say, we're not going to let him do it. We're not going to let him do it. Mike, gotta leave it there. God bless you, sir. Thank you for serving our great nation. We got a couple of lines open, folks. 844-747-8868. What do you do when the government shows up at your front door? This is the Todd Starnes Show. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, and that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra-soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNES. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNES. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And all this month, we're very excited. This is book launch week. And I am determined to get this book on the New York Times bestseller list. And I know that you guys are going to do your very best to help us out here. This book is unlike all of my other books, which I predominantly write about politics and the culture. And many of you guys have become longtime readers. This is book number 6 for me. And the new book is, it's a lot of fun. I grew up reading Irma Bombeck and Louis Grizzard, and I sort of fused those writing styles together. And with my good friend Michelle Cox, we wrote a devotion book called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. This coming Saturday, we will be on the Huckabee TV show, so you'll be able to watch us. It was a great, great interview, and Huckabee was very kind and gracious, as always. But I want you to get a copy of this book, and you can do it one of two ways, either on Amazon or at your favorite bookstore. Actually, there are three ways. Or you can get a copy right now signed, and I'll even personalize it over at toddstarnes.com in our company store. So if you don't mind, we could use your help. We're not going to be able to get on Fox News. They took a pass, and that's all well and good. But this is how we're getting the book out, is through our little program here. And so we could sure use your help. And we want to send a message to the big boys that, you know what, you don't need a massive cable television network to get a bestseller book. All right, let's get to the phones here. A lot of you folks want to weigh in on this. And I'm telling you, we've got to put a stop to this. These government agents coming door to door to demand to know if you've had the vaccine. Unbelievable in America. Let's go to Arkansas, Central Arkansas. Steve on the line. All right, Steve, what would you do?
The first thing I would say to them, Todd, is come back and we'll talk about it when the government has lifted the protection of the pharmaceutical companies against any responsibilities or against lawsuits. They take an experimental drug, they throw it out there and start twisting everybody's arm to take it, and the people that made it, they've made them exempt from being able to be sued or anything if anything's wrong with it or if it harms you. Well, what does that sound like?
And Steve, how many times have we heard stories of perfectly healthy young people, we're talking young people, They've gotten this vaccine. All of a sudden, they're in the hospital with heart trouble. All of a sudden, they've developed these horrible conditions. And in some of the more extreme cases, have actually died because they took this virus or they took this vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the victim has no resource for restitution. I'd say the same thing to these companies that are forcing people or these schools that are trying to force kids to be vaccinated to go. Okay, sign a release that you'll accept all liabilities, and we'll talk about me taking the vaccine then.
Steve, I think that's a brilliant idea. But again, the idea that you could have government agents showing up at your front doorstep demanding to know whether or not you've had the virus, it's nobody's business. It's none of their business. And
another thing you can say to them, have you ever heard of the HIPAA laws? How do you know I haven't had the vaccine?
Here's my take on it, Steve. It's not the government's business. It's not the airline industry's business. It's not the school's business. It's nobody's business but mine, period.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, good hearing from you, sir, and we appreciate you listening to this program. By the way, and just a reminder, and Steve listening to us on our app, Steve, thanks for calling in. Now is a great time for you to get the Todd Starnes Show app, and it's very simple. All you need to do is go to kwamradio.com. That's kwamradio.com. You can download our free app, and you're going to hear not only my show, but you're going to hear 24 hours of conservative news and commentary and content. Folks like Sebastian Gorka and Lars Larson, Larry Elder, we've got a great lineup. And you'll be able to listen to us wherever you are across America. I love that app. It's free. We don't charge anything for it. But it's just a way for you to be able to listen to our program. All right, let's go to North Carolina. Steve listening to us on The Talk Station. All right, Steve, you got the government agents. They're coming up the sidewalk. What do you tell them?
I don't say a word. I pick up, and it's a very easy answer. I'm done with guns because those who have served and had to actually do that, they don't want to do that. I pick up a Louisville Slugger and I say, get off of my property, get off of my porch, or I'm going to start swinging. And I'm hitting for the fence. And that's all.
Well, I would say that would probably do the trick, Steve.
Well, I would hope so, because I do not like, I'm not a violent person. When you're called to serve, you have to do things you don't want to do. And believe me, that is a hard thing to do.
I hear you.
And so
Steve, yeah. The problem here is, did any of us ever think we would be faced with this kind of a situation in our lifetime where you have, and my question is, what is the motive here? They're showing up, they're knocking on your door, demanding to know whether or not you've had the vaccine. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to force you to take the vaccine right there in the privacy of your home? What is the end game here?
Exactly. That's the question, is why is this being done, and who is doing it? That's what we need to think about, is why and who. Because this makes absolutely no sense at all. It's as if, no, I'm not going to have someone inject me with something that I don't know what it is, that is trying to take care of something that supposedly was just happened out of nature. No, it did not. This is what, and my father, who was a naval veteran, and he said the same thing. He said, the day will come where they're going to figure out a way to inflict biological warfare on us.
Well, Steve, I think that day's already here, to be honest with you. And again, when you look at the evidence coming out of the Wuhan province and that lab, it just seems to me, and I know the government has to feel this way, it just seems to me that this was a deliberate attack on the United States of America, and that this was a biological weapon, and it has been unleashed on the world. I think maybe the Chinese, it got out of control. They wanted to inflict a little bit of pain here in the good old U.S. of A., and it got out of control. I think, quite frankly, it was an act of war. And for whatever reason, the Trump administration at the time chose not to retaliate. The Biden administration sure as heck isn't going to retaliate. And here we are. But you can't convince me otherwise. I believe this was an act of war. Steve, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Thank your dad for his service. By the way, Congressman Thomas Massie, who's a friend of this program, has shared some information about the military. And I know we have a lot of military veterans, active duty, who are listening to this program. And I'm very curious to know about you and this vaccine. The military, the Army especially, says that they are going to have mandatory China virus vaccines. So if you are in the Army, you will be forced to get this vaccine. And Congressman Massie says he's been contacted by members of the military who say they will quit if they are forced to take the China virus vaccine. I'm curious to know, those of you in the military, what are you hearing, and what sort of plans are your loved ones making in the event they are forced to take this vaccine? 844-747-8868. I do want to go back to the phones. Let's go to Maine. Howard, listening to us on the great WLOB, the Big Lobster. Howard, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd?
I'm good, thank you, Howard.
I don't know what I'd say to them other than, no, I can't have the vaccine because I've been told by my doctors that I would become very sick due to some illness that I had about 5 years ago from another prescription drug. But I'd be sitting on my front porch, and I wonder what they'd say when I'm sitting there with my shotgun and no trespassing signs. That would be my answer to them.
You know, Howard, it's like you're a dad, all right, and you've got a teenage daughter, and it's time for the teenage daughter to go out on her very first date. So what do you do as a dad? You sit on the front porch, you get the biggest gun in your arsenal, and you're cleaning that sucker as the boyfriend shows up.
Yeah.
You don't have to, no threats.
Just like I remind everybody else, you know, you can mess with me all you want, but when you start messing with my family, I look very good in orange.
Let's hope and pray it doesn't come to that, Howard.
I know. I hope not either.
But, it's...
And then the other... No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Howard.
The other question I had is, why? Why is it so important to this government, to this term in office, that everybody gets this vaccination? Why is that so damn important that everybody gets it? That we got to go knocking door to door and harass and just ridiculous when this is supposed to be my free country? I've worked all my life, and my children and my grandchildren. Why? Why do we have to have somebody impose on us in that fashion?
Howard, it is a great question and one that we should all be asking. Something's not right here. Something is not right here. Howard, appreciate the call. God bless you, sir. Good to know. We've got some great patriots all over America. And that's one of the reasons I love opening up the phone lines, because you guys are fighting the good fight. You understand that the Constitution is under assault, and we're going to take a stand together. Folks, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell so many times. I just love this man. He is a great patriot, and he's literally changing how all of us sleep at night, thanks to MyPillow. They are incredible pillows. They never go flat. You can wash them. You can dry them. I own every single product Mike sells I have in my home. They're wonderful. And best of all, they're made right here in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever, folks. You can get the queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98, regular $69.98. You're going to save $40. $40. And every MyPillow product comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code STARNS, my last name. You're also going to get some incredible discounts on all the other MyPillow products, the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and even the MyPillow Towel Sets. Or if you don't want to go to the website, you can give them a call, 800-839-8506. Again, use the promo code STARNS. That's MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you, and that's crucial because of your busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. And Mike is making a special offer just for my listeners. You get 2-for-1 low pricing plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but lots of other deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Hobby Lobby's stirring up some controversy. Did you see their big front page ads? Hobby Lobby, the arts and crafts store. You know, I may have to... You guys may be shocked to know this. I spent most of my life never going into a Hobby Lobby. The first time I ever stepped foot in a Hobby Lobby was about 6 months ago. I know that may surprise a lot of you, but I may have to cash in my Baptist card. But it's pretty crazy in there. Great store, though, and owned by Christians. They ran some ads on the 4th of July, Independence Day. And the ads promoted the idea we are one nation under God, and the ad had a Bible verse, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And all you know what broke out, all the atheists in America got triggered by this, and they're raising all sorts of First Amendment issues. They say the ads are unconstitutional, that it's they're mixing God and government. Well, Hobby Lobby is a private company, and if they want to take out an ad promoting this idea we are one nation under God, then more power to them. They have that right under the U.S. Constitution. The only thing worse than an atheist is a stupid atheist. And there's a whole mess of them in the U.S. of A. All right, let's go to the phones. Ashley on Nuga Radio, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ashley, what's going on?
It's not Ashley. She misunderstood. My name is Kathleen. So and she called me Ashley, and I tried to stop her. I would like to say that when the federal government starts sending the FBI start coming out to our house, they won't get these doors open, and we're a Trump fan, and we're totally a Todd Starnes fan.
Well, you're kind to say that, and we apologize for getting your name wrong. There, it happens every now and again.
That's okay.
But you know, the idea that we would even have to worry about this happening in the United States, that's what gets me. I think they're going to have a hard time doing that in some pockets of the country, especially over in East Tennessee.
Let me ask this question. How many FBI agents do they have, and how do they plan That's why I'm thinking there are going to be a lot of phonies that are going to be making, I mean, they can make a ID on the internet. They can make some kind of FBI. They'll get one from somewhere and make a lot of badges or a lot of identification. And then there are going to be lots of people being broken in on, assaulted, whatever.
Well, I suspect a lot of people are going to do what you are going to do, which is just not answer the door. But again, it goes back.
I'm not going to answer the door.
But again, it goes back to, okay, fine, you don't answer the door. What happens then? Does your name go on some sort of a list, some sort of a registry? What is the government doing with this information? What is their end game? Thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening to us on Nuga Radio. We love all of our listeners over there. Folks, I want to go back to the president's press conference, and we've got some more audio we're going to play after the top of the hour. I cannot stress this enough. If you want to escape from big tech censorship, you need to check out two things. First of all, my free newsletter, which you can subscribe to over at toddstearns.com. And the other is the new social media platform that was created by Team Trump called Getter, G-E-T-T-R. We have been on it for about 2 weeks now, and it's pretty incredible, and you're going to love it. So I would encourage you, get involved, get plugged in. But more importantly, take matters into your own hands by subscribing to our newsletter and escaping the tentacles of big tech censorship. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. Hang tight if you're on the lines, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free national number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are your talk radio show, noon to 3 Eastern, for all of you gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables out there. Hope you're doing good today, and we have got a lot going on this hour of the program. Real quick, though, I want to go to the phones. Gail is listening to us on the talk station in North Carolina, one of the most patriotic areas in America, and one of the most beautiful, too. A great place to live. And Gail wanted to weigh in on this story. Joe Biden announcing he's going to be sending government agents neighborhood to neighborhood, door to door, to find out if you've been vaccinated. And the question we asked all of you folks is, what would you do? What would you tell those government agents? Gail, welcome to the show. And what would you do?
Well, first of all, after they come down the driveway, just a short distance, there's a sign, no trespassing, private property. If they come up to my door, I'm going to tell them, no, I'm not taking the vaccination. I don't have to. I have compromising health from a childhood disease of tuberculosis. And when I have labs done by the doctors, that it shows up. So why should I have something that is going to set it off? And also, all this talk about the vaccines, I'll tell you what, I don't think they have been procured long enough in the petri dish to be dosed out to us. There are so many underlining things. People got to start reading. Get on the internet. Start reading. Start listening to Fox News and some of the truth that is being told. There's a lot of children that they have vaccinated. And unfortunately, I understand, I think there was a 14-year-old that just passed.
There have been a number of young people who have taken this vaccine and have had some significant side effects, including death. So I'm with you, Gail. I don't think that this is the right course of action for the government to be taking here. And to be honest with you, I think it puts all of us in a very, very dangerous spot. So, Gail, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening to the program. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line from the great state of Tennessee, Congressman Chuck Fleischman. And Congressman, our callers today have been very concerned about this idea that the federal government is going to be showing up at their front door and asking whether or not whether to divulge private health information. What's the scuttlebutt up on Capitol Hill?
Well, it's too soon to tell, but I understand all of your listeners' frustration. It's a frustration that I would have. I would just tell President Biden and Vice President Harris to send help where help is needed to the border, to the southern border that is porous, that is being overrun. 180,000 illegals alone in the month of May. So, again, misplaced effort and emphasis by an administration that's just totally out of touch with America and unfortunately is out of control.
Well, beyond that, I mean, you know, again, they're asking Americans to disclose private information. It's just none of their business. And I don't think it's that big of a jump from knocking on your door to ask that question than knocking on the door to ask how many guns you have in the house. That's my concern, the precedent this is setting.
Understood and agreed. And again, another example of how when the left wants to overreach for their own agenda, for their own purposes, they will stop at anything. They like free speech when it's their free speech. They like regulation when it's their regulation. They like policy when it's their flawed policy that is backed up by their flawed left-wing ideology. This, again, shows people why at the local, state, and federal level, conservatives need to get organized, need to work, and need to be every bit as vocal and active as our adversaries on the left.
You know, Congressman, earlier today, former President Trump holding a press conference. He's filing a class action lawsuit against social media, Facebook and Twitter. And
I love that.
And the House Judiciary put out a statement saying, you know, it's time to get tough on social media and their crackdown on free speech. All well and good. Appreciate that coming from the Republicans. But the reality is, Congressman, that the Republican Party had a chance to do something about that. They had a chance to do something about big tech. And yet, you know, your party took a pass. What are the odds that if they get control of Congress, they're actually going to do something about the problem?
Well, first of all, I'm glad to see President Trump take this measure because for too long, Facebook and Twitter have tried to be censors. And we don't need censors in America. This is a land where we cherish our United States Constitution and the First Amendment. And the First Amendment means free speech for conservatives as well as for liberals. Years ago, the ACLU used to scream when the left was being shut down, I want to hear them loud and clear when conservative pro-American speech is trying to be censored. We've got to stand up. But to answer your question, I think we need to pick the appropriate vehicle in Congress, but we need to use all of the tools in our toolbox. Legislation, but we need to use the courts because fundamentally our First Amendment rights are at risk right now. I'm glad the former president has stood up and is going to challenge them with a class action, hit them in the pocketbook, and this will do that. I've been so disappointed by the fact that conservatives have been shut down time and time again. Subject to whom? Somebody who's sitting in a room governed by principles that are not conservative, and they just decide haphazardly, this person will be heard and this person will not. That's not the United States of America. That's the former Soviet Union that failed. We are not that. We never want to be that. We've got to stand up for free speech right now. But again, we need to do that
right
at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level.
All right.
You're absolutely right.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it here. We've got a really bad phone connection kind of popping in and out there. But we appreciate the strong position you are taking on this. And let's just hope that your fellow Republicans up on Capitol Hill will also join the effort. Thank you, Congressman Chuck Fleischman from Eastern Tennessee, the Chattanooga area. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to North Carolina. Mike on the talk station. All right, Mike, what's going on?
Good afternoon. Yeah, unfortunately, I already had COVID, and I've had a couple of doctors tell me that's much better than any vaccine. So I think I'm reading Biden's announcement there a little different than you. To me, it sounds like I don't think he's going to be going to all the white neighborhoods. I think he's going to go to the minority neighborhoods, all the people that the Democrats think are too stupid to get a vaccine. And it just plays right on the heels of minorities being too stupid to get an ID to vote. You know, it's just another assault on minority people, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and that may be the case. I did see somewhere in the speech where he talked about going to those communities where they did not have access, and maybe those are the same communities that apparently have been polluted by fireworks smoke. I don't know. But when Biden's, you know, but when he said he was literally going to door to door, that is of grave concern, because, Mike, I do know most of the people in my neighborhood that I talk to, they're not getting that vaccine. They don't want to risk it. And you know what? That's their right as an American. That is their right and their decision. And these Democrats are all over. They're all over the idea of my body, my choice. Well, what happened to that idea? What happened to that concept?
Right. Well, that's only when it suits their agenda.
Exactly.
You know that.
And Mike, that's yeah. And I'm glad you picked up on that, because you're right. And they're thinking, you know, the minority communities in their minds, they're saying they're not smart enough to get the vaccine. That's what they they're trying to say. These people,
yeah,
Mike.
That is what they're saying. Yeah.
So, Mike, I'm telling you, I think Joe Biden is a raging racist. And I think the Democrat Party at its core is racist. And that's why they're trying to keep the jackboot on every single person that is reliant upon the federal government, whether it be public housing or whatever.
Well, I tell you, I know you've noticed, and I've heard so many other people say the same thing. Whenever the Democrats accuse the Republicans or conservatives or whatever it is with something, you know, they accuse them of something. We can look and see that that's exactly what they're doing, but they accuse us of it. And I tell you, and they pound it into the public and pound it and pound it and pound it until, you know, well, what is that saying? You know, if you say it's the truth long enough, it becomes the truth or something like that. Anyway, I don't think they need to come to my house, though. So.
No, and they're definitely not going to want to come to mine. I can tell you that, Mike. I can promise you that, my friend. All right, Mike, God bless, and love hearing from all of our great listeners out there in the Carolinas. Now, Avery, I know you are a huge Disney fan.
Oh, yeah, big.
And there is some news about Walt Disney World. Do you go down to Disney World? Have you been down there?
I have been to, I went down last summer, but that was the last time I've been.
You know, there are a lot of families in America. They make that like a regular vacation. I mean, they're there all the time.
Yeah, one of my good buddies, I've known him since basically I was born. He and his family go down just about every year because I believe his grandparents lived like 20 minutes away from Disney. So they would just go hang out with their grandparents for a week and go to Disney World.
And I was surprised. I was over in California, Anaheim, over at Disneyland. And I was giving a speech over there. And I was there for a couple. They threw in a couple of extra days, so I'm out there wandering around, and I noticed that by and large, 90% of the people at Disneyland were grown adults wearing the mouse ears.
Well, yeah, adults are the only ones that can afford it.
That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, normally you would bring your kids, you know, the children.
It's more expensive,
but they're not doing that. So it's like an adult destination now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, down at Walt Disney World in Orlando, they have made a change in how they announce people. Let's take a listen. Cut number 8.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dreamers of all ages. In just a few minutes, the Magic Kingdom invites you to enjoy our nighttime spectacular, Happily Ever After. Good evening, dreamers of all ages. In just a few minutes, the Magic Kingdom invites you to enjoy our nighttime spectacular, Happily Ever After.
So that was the before, where they would say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And now they've revised it, so they're taking out the ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. According to CBS News, Disney says this is part of a broader effort on inclusivity. And this is their fifth key component of customer service.
Okay, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but it is stupid. It's like, why?
Why do you not think it's a big deal?
I just don't think that is a big deal, because I don't think that it's like, oh my gosh, they're changing the rides and stuff. But the problem is, it starts here, and then what does it end up turning into? That's the problem.
My thing is, why are they just welcoming the illegal aliens?
I mean, seriously,
they say good. So now the greeting is good evening, dreamers of all ages.
I didn't think of it like that.
What about law-abiding Americans? Don't they get welcomed at Disney?
Well, they're Disney dreamers, but so, I got what you mean.
So Disney says they want to be inclusive to people of all genders,
which is
why they're doing this. You know what? Every day is gay day. At Disney. That's what it is.
Such a fun place, too.
Well, it used to be. So now it's the most, what is it, the happiest place on earth?
Now it's the most woke place on earth.
All right. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You know, here's the problem I have with this, Grace and Avery, is that all of a sudden, if you are a person who believes it's polite to say ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls, that somehow makes you homophobic. That's the point here, or transphobic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there's something wrong with you. So now, you know, now Todd Starnes, who believes it's nothing more than just being polite, to say, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, that makes me intolerant.
Yep. You are a terrible person, Todd. How dare you say ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls.
I mean, what else?
And kids of all ages.
What are you supposed to say? Z's and Zers? It's of all ages?
And they and them?
At this point, I'd just say, hey, I'll use guys, and then that'd be that.
You can't say guy.
Yeah. You peeps.
You peeps. Yeah, I feel like that's safe.
Hello, you it's.
I don't know. Would PETA have a problem with you saying peeps?
Probably. I don't like peeps anyway. Those things are nasty.
Oh, yeah.
They are very disgusting.
Disgusting. All right, let's go to Richard, Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. All right, Richard. Hi, feds are knocking at your door. What do you do?
Well, let me just back up a minute, because
It was an interesting thing you were talking about there with the gender and sex terminology. And people need to remember, the only thing that has gender is words. People have sex. There's only male and female. But if you look at the Romance languages like Latin, French, Spanish, things like that, all the words there, la, li, el, these are genders for objects. People have sex. So that being said, as far as when the agents of the state, and make no mistake, that's exactly what they are. If they're going to be sent out by the government through the health departments to your property to show up on your front steps with needle in hand to inject something into your body that you don't want, that's, in my book, that's a declaration of war on individual people. And it's being done across the United States, as far as I can determine from what Biden has publicly said.
It is, Richard, it is just stunning that the government would actually think to do something like this and to think that something like this is constitutional. It is not. And I think ultimately this is a matter of how far will the American people allow us to go. We saw this play out during the early days of the China virus. And what disturbed me most of all, and I've said this once, twice, I'll say it again, my greatest problem was not the virus, it was our reaction to the virus. And if they're knocking on our door telling us to drop our pants and take a poke in the behind, sooner or later they're going to be coming after the guns. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying, boys and girls. We'll be right back. The commercial break, I needed to hop on LinkedIn. I was going to share a story over there. And by golly, I've been banned from LinkedIn again. This is unbelievable.
It's not my fault this time, Todd. Don't blame me. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, you were to blame the first goer.
I know.
So it was one of your stories that triggered the overlords over at LinkedIn.
But I don't think it was this time.
So there you folks, I'm really sorry about this. We have now been banned from LinkedIn. We have not been given any reason why. This is the second time, by the way. And it took an act of Congress for us to get back onto LinkedIn. And we had to promise, I had to pinky swear to behave. And I'm not sure what that meant. But clearly, I am back in the doghouse. Maybe I need to join that class action lawsuit that that President Trump filed today. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. I want to go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have our good friend, the former White House Chief of Staff, great American patriot, Mark Meadows, hanging out with us. Mark, good to have you with us today.
Well, Todd, it's great to be with you. I was trying to dial in and find the number on LinkedIn, and I couldn't find it. So, but I can tell you, they may try to silence you by taking you off of LinkedIn and Twitter and everything else, but the American people will not be silenced. Today's lawsuit is step one of fighting back by President Trump and those that are believe in free speech. But you and I both know that the left is out to silence you and me and everybody that loves freedom. But ultimately, they will not prevail.
No, I certainly hope not. And I'm with you on that. And again, when the president finally, decides enough is enough, he normally wins the day, so I'm excited about this lawsuit. I remember a couple of weeks ago, you and Jim Jordan wrote an op-ed that was on Fox News It was a brilliant way of describing what's going on here. You basically say that big tech has merged now with big government.
Well, they have. I mean, when you think about it, whether it's big tech, big government, both of them are setting out to silence the American people. And, you know, I'm right here at CPI headquarters, the Conservative Partnership Institute headquarters, two blocks from the Capitol. And yet what I continue to see each and every day, whether it is here in Washington, D.C., or in Main Street, where listeners like you have tuned in today are fighting for their freedoms, they cannot believe that big government and big tech want to silence them, because that's not who we are as Americans. And yet we have to make sure that we stand up to the fight, that we continue to take that message to the American people, and that we don't give up, because I can tell you it's coming to a theater near you. If you haven't experienced it personally, you will. Jim Jordan and I probably were the first two to be shadow banned by Twitter years ago. And there were four members of Congress that actually got treated differently. Guess what, Todd? They all happened to be conservative members of Congress that were fighting on behalf of the president and the whole Russia hoax narrative. And yet we got treated differently. And that's not who we are as America. It's not really what the Constitution is set out to be. And we need to take away some of those protections that big tech has. The days of the Wild Wild West are over.
You know, and that for me was one of the bigger aggravations, is that we had an opportunity, Republicans early on, had an opportunity in Congress to do something, and we didn't do anything. And I really do hope they're serious this time around, that if they do retake the Congress, that they are going to crack down on these special protections that Facebook and Twitter and Google have.
Well, listen, there's nothing more frustrating for me, because I was in the White House when the president said, let's go ahead and repeal 230. And part of the problem that we had was with people on the Republican side of the aisle, not just the Democrats. And so I'm tired of talk. Talk is cheap. It's time for action. And I can tell you that your listeners, what they need to do is they need to call their members of Congress and make sure that not only are they on the record right now, sometimes Republicans, when they're the minority, they'll say they're going to do something when they get the majority, like repeal Obamacare, and they didn't. It is critical right now that we make sure that we take this back, because it's not just about kicking you off of LinkedIn. They want to silence Todd Starnes and everyone like him each and every day, and they're going to do that by controlling the industry in a way that our founding fathers never envisioned.
Mark Meadows is senior partner at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Mark, yesterday Joe Biden raised a lot of eyebrows, saying he was going to be going door to door to get people vaccinated. And needless to say, our phones have exploded today with outraged citizens saying they're not knocking on my front door.
Well, listen, if they knock on your front door, you don't have to answer it. I can tell you that when we look at that, there is nothing that would suggest that they have the ability to do that. And infringement, we're talking about infringement on our civil liberties, you know, to suggest that big government is going to come and knock and check into whether we've been vaccinated or not. Listen, I can't tell you, you have never, ever seen such a big brother kind of act. Hopefully the pushback that we're seeing in Washington, D.C. and across the country will continue to be voluminous. But I couldn't believe that they even announced that. To suggest that is just part of the whole process of trying to instill fear in a situation that, quite frankly, we all should trust our local doctors and our local health care providers. It should not be big government.
I'm also excited to see you jumping into the fray here on critical race theory. The nation's largest teachers union says critical race theory is reasonable and belongs in the classroom. We're also seeing it infect the United States military. I'm wondering, what do we need to do to convey to the American people the dangers of CRT?
Well, listen, I can tell you, not only am I jumping in, but it is time that all of America needs to jump in and say that this new theory, and it is a new theory, Todd, you know that they're coming out with to say that somehow that the color of your skin should be the litmus test. I can tell you that Martin Luther King Jr. said it's the content of your character that we should be focused on. And yet what we've done is we've had this politically correct way that we're indoctrinating our military. The President Trump said no to it. When he heard about it, he said no immediately to it. But now we're seeing the teachers' union start to embrace it and say that we should teach our kids that way. Parents across the country should stand up. They are standing up. But yet we see the CNNs of the world and the liberal media that suggest, well, we're just not fully informed of that. Well, I can tell you, we know what founded our country, and we know that we are all created equal in the sight of our Creator, and yet somehow they're trying to poison, and I use that word intentionally, poison our children with a thought that somehow the color of the skin should be the litmus test, and I'm pushing back against it, and we should all push back against it.
I'm glad you are. Real quick, I know you're doing great over there at the Conservative Partnership Institute. President Trump is generating lots of crowds at these rallies. A lot of folks say this nomination is his if he wants it in 2024. How are things looking? Where do you see things going down the road?
Listen, the president is fully engaged, not only leading today like he did on this lawsuit, but going out on the rallies. If I had to say, is he running in 2024? The answer is yes. I talked to the president multiple times a week, and I can tell you he's talking like someone who's throwing his hat back in the ring, and he's acting that way. I think you'll see him continue to lead and continue to fight for conservative causes.
All right, Mark, we're going to have to leave it there. Hope you and the family had a happy Independence Day weekend.
Well, we did. Same to you. God bless you, and God bless America.
All right, Mark Meadows, ladies and gentlemen, senior partner over at the Conservative Partnership Institute. We have a link to that website over in the live show blog. And, wow, he's not kidding about this critical race theory stuff. And let me explain. A lot of folks like to hem and haw, and I just don't think we have time to hem or haw. We've got to just get right down to the nitty gritty here, folks, about what critical race theory is all about. This is about putting white people in the back of the bus. That's what this is about. This is about stripping away rights of white people in America. Now, a lot of people are horrified that I would say something like that. But at the heart of CRT, critical race theory, that's what it's all about. That's why they're teaching little white children in kindergarten to be ashamed of the color of their skin. What do you think this country's... Just think about this for a moment, all right? You've got a kid, what? How old do you have to be in kindergarten? Was it 4 years old, 5 years old, something like that? So you've got a four-year-old, a five-year-old. And right now, that four-year-old is being told that they should be ashamed of the color of their skin. What do you think that kid is going to look like 18 years later? 18 years of being educated and indoctrinated in a public school classroom. And this notion that white people should be ashamed of themselves has been pounded into that child's brain for 18 years. What do you think the country is going to look like 18 years from now, folks? What do you think the country looks like right now, where we have chaos in the streets of major American cities? This is what critical race theory is doing. It is literally tearing apart our nation, and we cannot allow that to happen. None of us, white or black or brown. We just can't let it happen. We can't let these people divide us. It's really despicable what the left is doing with critical race theory. It's despicable. They're telling any child, no matter their skin color, that they're somehow lesser than. And that's exactly what CRT is doing. You are lesser than if you are a white person, a person of the Caucasian persuasion. Look, got to take a break here. When we come back, I've got some more audio on a play from President Trump's press conference, 844-747-8868. We're going to the phones as well. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Just a reminder, you know, it's ironic we were talking about big tech censorship, and during a commercial break I got banned from LinkedIn. And we have, I don't know, 8,000 or 9,000 people. We don't have a large crowd, but it's a pretty vibrant community over at LinkedIn, and we got banned. And it's interesting because literally all we do on LinkedIn is share stories. So it's really no opinion. We're just sharing a link to a story so people can read it. And we got the heave-ho. So we will go through the appeals process again. But it's just a great reminder that the only way to fight back against big tech censorship is to get our newsletter. You know, when you and I communicate via email, that makes it a lot easier to get around these big tech censors. So I want to encourage you, go to toddstarnes.com and get yourself a free subscription to the newsletter. And while you're there, also our podcast. If you happen to miss our program, maybe you miss a segment, you can get yourself a subscription to the podcast. So look, President Trump was talking about January the 6th. He was asked a question about this at the press conference, and specifically about Ashley Babbitt. Who killed Ashley Babbitt? Let's take a listen.
The report came out, as you saw, 2 weeks ago. My name wasn't even mentioned. That was an unfortunate event. I say, though, however, people are being treated unbelievably unfairly. When you look at people in prison and nothing happens to Antifa, and they burned down cities and killed people. There were no guns in the Capitol. They burned, except for the gun that shot Ashley Babbitt, and nobody knows who that man were. If that were the opposite way, that man would be all over. He would be the most well-known, and I believe I can say man, because I believe I know exactly who it is, but he would be the most well-known person in this country, in the world. But the person that shot Ashley Babbitt, boom, right through the head, just boom. There was no reason for that. And why isn't that person being opened up? And why isn't that being studied? They've already written it off. They said that case is closed. If that were the opposite, that case would be going on for years and years, and it would not be pretty.
You know what I find interesting here? I've seen a photograph of the alleged gunman who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. And I will say this. If the races had been reversed, I think we would know who the shooter was. I think that person would have been ID'd. That's what I think. But again, I say alleged shooter because they haven't named the shooter. Isn't that puzzling that all these months later, we still don't know who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt? Now, look, I still don't know what happened on January the 6th. I do know this. All those people that were climbing up the walls, all the people that broke down a door or damaged a window or broke into somebody's office, those people ought to be prosecuted. But by and large, the bulk of the people that I saw going into the building, and this is just based on my observations of the video, were welcomed into the building by Capitol Police. Now, if I'm Billy Bob Joe Blow from, I don't know, Lubbock, Texas, and I'm there at the Capitol and I see a police officer in a uniform opening up a door and saying, come on in, at that point, why does that make me a criminal? It does not. So to President Trump's point, the reality here is this, that a lot of the people that were arrested were thrown into jail and are still in jail. They've been in jail for months, And yet none of these Antifa people have been thrown in jail for months. As a matter of fact, many of them, they dropped the charges. They're literally burning down federal buildings, police stations. They're dropping the charges. So I want to know, why are these people in jail? I also want to know, to what extent was the FBI involved in the plotting and the planning of what happened in January? By the way, there's a report on the Daily Beast. This is brilliant. So apparently the FBI confiscated a Lego set from the home of one of the so-called riot leaders. They said that the riot leader had built a version of the U.S. Capitol out of Legos. And they confiscated that. They confiscated the Legos as evidence. We'll post a link to the story in our live show blog. It's unbelievable. I wonder, though, if that version, the Lego version of the U.S. Capitol, did they have little Lego people like hanging off of the walls, like with like little red Lego people with red hats? Is that possible? Did they do that? Maybe the FBI will clue us in. All that to say, we still don't know what happened on January 6th. And honestly, I wouldn't mind an investigation, because I think all of us might be very surprised at the reality of what happened that day. If you committed a crime, you do the time. That's what I say. But if you're a Capitol Police officer and you're opening the door, welcoming people in, why should that person be charged? That's what I want to know. All right, folks, got to skedaddle. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So look, I want to go back to something I said right before the break here that caused a bit of angst on social media about Legos. So according to the FBI, and this is coming from the Daily Beast, according to the FBI, one of the insurrectionists, and if you will recall, and going back and looking at what President Trump reiterated a little while ago at his press conference, not a single insurrectionist showed up armed with a gun. This may be the only time in American history when there was an insurrection without any sort of a firearm involved. So setting that aside, according to the FBI, one of the insurrectionists prepared, organized the insurrection by building a version of the U.S. Capitol, Grace and Avery, out of Legos.
That's pretty complex.
Yeah. I wonder if it was that detailed.
Lego sets can get pretty detailed, so mm-hmm. It's very possible.
Did they carry the design with it? There had to have been There had to have been a lot of easier ways.
Maybe he was planning on taking it apart and using the pieces as like little Lego bombs, because if you throw them on the ground and someone steps on them,
those are painful.
It's very painful.
Yeah, they hurt.
So what you're saying is maybe, Grace Baker, instead of guns, they were actually wanting to,
cover the ground with Legos.
Cover the ground with Legos. And it would cause people to stumble and fall because those
and scream
are
in pain.
Very painful.
Yeah.
Very painful.
Oh, for sure. It's almost as bad as stepping on a matchbox car in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
When you have a little brother, it's like, ah!
Oh, especially
flying.
If it's like, or a Tonka. Do you remember the Tonka trucks?
Yes.
Oh, those are very painful.
Like the solid metal ones that came out a really long time ago.
Ooh, I remember those. Yeah,
that'll leave a mark. That'll leave a mark. So now they're telling us that, yes, not only were the Grace Avery, I want to make sure we all understand here, because they're saying this was the worst attack on American soil in the history of the nation. That what happened on January the 6th, honest to God, guys, they say it's worse than 9/11. It was the attackers did not have any weapons, no firearms, and they plotted the attack using a replica of the Capitol building made out of Legos.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, when I first saw this story, I thought for some reason, like, did the FBI think that he was using this as, like, a reference? Like, okay, these are the places we want to hit, you know, things like this or whatever. But I have no idea.
Is anybody believing this?
I think that's so stupid. Like, okay, you got some Legos. Like, I'm sure they've uncovered lots of other things, but Legos? I was like, why is that so newsworthy?
Something is not quite right here.
Some people collect those sets. Like, seriously, like, there's a White House one, there's a Capitol. There's all these different sets, so it's not that bizarre.
a very good friend of mine has several Lego sets.
Yeah. So I don't get what the big deal
is. The question
is.
I would have at this point, I mean, if in fact the insurrectionist used a replica of the Capitol built out of Legos to plot and plan their attack, is it possible, just possible, that Lego could be charged as an accessory in the crime?
Good point. Very possible.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, and I don't want to go down this path. You guys know my heart here. I'm staunchly opposed to the cancel culture movement. But dare I say, perhaps for the sake of the country, for the sake of the republic, maybe we should ban Legos. Because God forbid some other American plot something else using Lego toys.
I mean, this could just be, who knows how many other crimes Legos have been involved with. We don't know. We've never looked into it.
We don't know. What if there's a jailbreak?
Yeah.
And it could be the Legos.
Yep. Could all be the Legos' fault.
Or God forbid, Lincoln Logs.
I can't. The Lincoln Logs. I forgot about them.
The Lincoln Logs.
I'm surprised those haven't been canceled yet.
Folks, I'm telling you, this just, it doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense at all. So I do hope they get to the bottom of all of this, but I can tell you unequivocally that we don't know the full story of what happened. And if the reports I'm hearing are true, and some of those reports involve FBI agents who are actively involved in plotting this and planning this, and I just have a lot of questions, and that is my nature. I was a journalist for almost 25 years, and in the course of my journalism career, I would ask a lot of questions, especially when things did not add up and things did not make sense. And what happened on January 6th, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense to me, and especially since they've been very selective in the videos of that day that have been released. We have not seen all of the videos. We've not seen the videos in context. And these days, especially with what you're able to do with the manipulation of videos, with Photoshop, the whole nine yards, I want to see the unedited videos. I want to make up my own mind. Because I got to tell you, I don't trust the government. Maybe that's a horrible thing to say, but I don't trust them. I do not trust them. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I want to go back to this audio. President Trump, again, brought this up. He was asked about it. Ashley Babbitt. Who killed Ashley Babbitt? And here's what the president had to say to that.
The report came out, as you saw, 2 weeks ago. My name wasn't even mentioned. That was an unfortunate event. I say, though, however, people are being treated unbelievably unfairly. When you look at people in prison and nothing happens to Antifa, and they burned down cities and killed people. There were no guns in the Capitol. They burned, except for the gun that shot Ashley Babbitt. And nobody knows who that man were. If that were the opposite way, that man would be all over. He would be the most well-known, and I believe I can say man, because I believe I know exactly who it is. But he would be the most well-known person in this country, in the world. But the person that shot Ashley Babbitt, boom, right through the head, just boom. There was no reason for that. And why isn't that person being opened up, and why isn't that being studied? They've already written it off. They said that case is closed. If that were the opposite, that case would be going on for years and years, and it would not be pretty.
And he's right. He's absolutely right. So I think America deserves to know who killed Ashley Babbitt. On FoxNews.com, front page, I normally don't refer people to FoxNews.com, but you got to see this photograph. So President Biden touched down in Chicago, and he's meeting with the mayor. Her name is Lori Lesbian Lightfoot. She campaigned on the fact that she's a lesbian, so I feel that's incumbent upon us to mention this. You know, we don't want to slight her. There's a photograph of Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot greeting President Biden on the tarmac, and Avery, I'm curious, when you see this picture over at FoxNews.com, it is the top photograph there on the website. Biden's going in for the hug, but it doesn't look like Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot is real too happy about this. She looks like,
I'm looking at the picture right now.
The look on her face.
She's not happy about it.
I think she's scared.
For the first time ever, I'm siding with Lori Lightfoot. I would not want to get a hug from Joe Biden either.
Yeah,
that is terrifying.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. She's like, oh, you know what she's thinking? What is he going to touch? What is he going to smell?
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. The look on her face and the look on his face as well is priceless. They both look like they don't really want to be there.
Well, no, Biden's probably worried about, you know, the drive-bys. I mean, people are getting shot all over the place in Chicago.
Or he just doesn't know where he is, which is probably the more likely answer.
Well played. That's a fair point, actually. 100 people shot, 11 kids, 18 killed in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. And the president is meeting with the mayor. The mayor says, crime problem. What crime problem are you talking about? So our good friends over at Newsmax, they sent a reporter over there, William Kelly. This guy he's fierce. And William Kelly was at the press conference and asked Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot about the crime situation there in Chicago. Cut number two, please.
Last night, I think you were on Chicago Tonight. You said that 99.9% of the criticism of you is because you're a black woman. Do you honestly believe that, considering the city council of Chicago is obviously made up of many black women who criticize you. Do you really believe that the criticism of you is 99.9% based on the fact that you're a black woman?
So you said about 15 things, most of which were wrong.
Well, that's not true.
Let's deconstruct some of that. Please. We didn't have race riots last summer. No, you're wrong, sir. You're wrong. And I know that you like to be controversial, but no, you do, sir. Are you going to let me answer? You're just going to keep talking like you did the last time. We're allowing you in here. I would like you to follow the same courtesy and rules that every other member of the press does. I know you have political aspirations. I know those political aspirations haven't been fulfilled. You're a failed political candidate over and over again. But what you don't have the right to do is make up facts. We did not have race riots in our city last year. That's just wrong. And again, yeah, that's wrong, and it's incendiary. Now, I know that's what Newsmax likes to do, but I'm not going to let you take liberty with the facts, not in front of me. You're not going to get away with that. So let's go to the next question.
You're not going to answer my question.
I answered your question. Your question, frankly, was insulting. You said race riots. You said you conflated the fact that there are members of color on the city council, and that somehow I don't have a right to say, as a black woman, as a lesbian, that I don't believe my belief that some of the criticism is based solely on the basis of my gender and my race. That's my personal. 99.9%. That's my personal opinion, sir. You don't have a right to criticize my personal opinion. So I think I've answered your question as best I can, and now we're moving on.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? I'm a lesbian. How dare you? I'm a black lesbian. How dare you, sir? I'm moving on now. I'm not going to take your questions. I'm Mayor Lesbian Lightfoot, a black woman, and anyone who dares criticize me is a racist and is a homophobe and is a lesbian phobe. Grace, is that the correct verbiage?
I suppose so.
Sorry, I'm trying.
It changes every day.
I'm working on the Lori Lightfoot impression. I really am.
It's a tough one.
It's evolving.
You got to, like, kind of get some gravel in your throat. Like,
hello. Oh, I'm Lesbian Lightfoot. No, that's Southern.
That's
I'm Lesbian Lightfoot.
You're close. And you have to go.
I'm a black woman. How dare you criticize me?
Hearing you say that. I am a black woman is the strangest thing I've seen all day.
Well, that's what she just said. She just said it.
I know.
I mean, the poor guy, he's asking a legitimate question. People are getting shot all over the place. And Lightfoot is over there saying, well, there's no problem. There's no crime problem. And by the way, she talks about no race riots. You talk to the business owners in downtown Chicago.
Ooh,
they took out nearly every business in downtown got hit.
It's terrible.
So there you go, folks. I know a lot of you, there are people out there, Grace, honest to goodness, they think, why does Todd keep bringing up the fact that that woman mayor is a lesbian? Why does he continue to do that?
She keeps doing it.
Because she keeps doing it. That's the whole point.
That, I mean, she literally, when she can't answer a question, that's what she does.
By and large. Ma'am, is it true you own own lesbians? Is it true you own Legos, ma'am? Oh. Is it true you own Legos? You're tagging me because I'm a lesbian. We don't make this up. But our audience gets it. They understand. Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
I'm not sure if this should be a breaking news alert, but from the Daily Caller, Daily Wire, rather, this headline. Turns out erectile dysfunction could be a symptom of long COVID. That's what experts say. Oh, that's not good. Jeez, Lou. I'm telling you, folks, this is nuts. Just nuts. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Scott Conway, Arkansas, wants to weigh in on this whatever happened at the U.S. Capitol. All right, Scott, what's your theory?
Well, first of all, why in the world do I have to follow that erectile thing? Good Lord.
Yeah, you know, it's Scott, it wasn't the best lead in. I'm going to give you that, my friend. I owe you one.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for the book, by the way. I love the book. You even signed it. Wow. I'm excited. I hadn't got a chance to read it yet, but I love it.
Which book did we send you, Scott?
What do you mean? Our daily, our biscuit.
You got the biscuit book. About,
the one. Yeah, I love it.
Well, I mean, thank you.
I haven't looked. I love the size of it. You can carry it around easier.
Isn't that nice? It is. You can just pop it in your pocket. Yeah. If you ask. I think you're going to like it, and congratulations for getting a copy of it.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing, Todd. From day one when that happened, my first thought, of course, I guess I'm too much of a conspiracy theorist a little bit, but the first thing I said to myself and my wife was, you know what? I'll guarantee you that Pelosi, Schumer, the FBI, whoever else, everybody else, the police, they're all in on this. This was a setup from day one. And I'm not too sure. You ready for this? I'm not too sure Mitch McConnell didn't know a little bit about it. Okay? And that's the way I see it. And that's pretty simple. And I don't know how you see it, but that's the way I've seen it ever since day one.
Yeah, you know, I'm not every now and again I'll dive deep into the conspiracy pool. But this one, when it first started, we were actually live on the air, Scott, and we were sort of given a blow by blow. I will say this: there were people who did illegal things, and those people should be charged. Those people should pay the price.
You're right.
But I don't think it. I don't think this went. I don't think this is what they're telling us it was. And I suspect with Pelosi telling the cops to stand down, they're not having enough people on site, even though they knew something was going to happen. That to me says they were wanting to make some sort of a political point out of all of this. And I say mission accomplished.
Well, and Trump, Trump ordered more support and they turned him down. You know, how many times? Six times, maybe. Was that what I heard? I couldn't remember. All I know is, Todd, I'll let you go, but it was a setup from day one. I don't trust them, and I never will.
Scott, you know what? I think a lot of people agree with your assessment there, and I'm one of them. All right, enjoy the biscuit book. Scott from Conway, Arkansas. Poor fella. I probably should have done a better job with the lead in there. nobody wants to follow erectile dysfunction. That's just, you know, inappropriate. All right, folks, got to take a break here. We got to pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. The Todd Starnes Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. What an honor to have you with us for the conversation for the ride today. Don't forget to pick up your copy of our daily biscuit devotions with a draw. You can do that on our website, toddstarnes.com, or wherever you buy your books. So look, we are big supporters of Alliance Defending Freedom. They are doing some incredible work around the nation, protecting people of faith, protecting our freedoms that are enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. And there's a big case out of Anchorage, Alaska, an ordinance on the books that would force a shelter, a women's shelter, to admit males and let them sleep alongside women who have suffered physical and sexual abuse. Well, to help us understand what's going on here and the latest developments in this case, from Alliance Defending Freedom, Ryan Tucker. Ryan, good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be here.
All right. Well, just briefly, for our listeners who may not be up to date on this story, take us through what happened and then where we are now.
Well, the story actually goes back a few years ago. A man dressed in a pink nightgown showed up at the Hope Center, at the homeless shelter for women, as you mentioned. He was bloodied, he was bruised, and the Hope Center actually made sure that he got the medical attention that he needed. But their response, or his response to that, was to file a complaint with the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission. Therein, right after that, we had litigation for a year or two, and the federal court there ruled in favor of the Hope Center, our client, and we thought the issue was done. But just recently, the Anchorage Assembly passed a city code, an ordinance, in direct response to that litigation, and now they're once again attempting to allow men to sleep right next to women at this women's only shelter.
It just defies explanation here, and this is, that seems to me, a common sense approach here. This is a shelter for battered and abused women. They should be protected from men who identify as women.
You would think that everyone would agree on this topic. It is complete nonsense. We have women who, like you mentioned, they're victims of sex trafficking, of assault, sexual assault. They shouldn't be forced to sleep or disrobe next to a man. These women, they sleep 3 feet away inside the facility. There's only 50 women that are allowed, and at night, this is their only place of refuge. And as you can imagine, in Anchorage, in the wintertime, it gets to be extremely difficult. These women, it's hard enough on the streets, but these women have told us that they would rather go sleep in the streets than sleep next to a man. And you can imagine, based upon the trauma that they've undergone, and you would think that the Anchorage Assembly, the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission would be on our side, but that's not the case right now.
So, again, the update here is that they are once again requiring the women's shelter to let men sleep next to abused women. And so you guys have filed a lawsuit in federal court. At what point, though, will the – I mean, let's say you win this case. Will Anchorage just defy the order?
Well, hopefully not. Like I said, they changed their law in direct response to our victory 2 years ago. So, you know, one would think, you know, after hopefully the second time that they would stop this attack on women. And again, I would hope even the people there in Anchorage and certainly across the United States, you know, would make their voice known. And this is something that we should all be able to agree upon, regardless of political affiliation. I mean, these women have gone through tremendous abuse and the mere sight of a man at night, you know, causes that sort of trauma. And keep in mind, this is a facility that during the day actually helps all of the homeless in Anchorage. It has men and women alike where they provide food and laundry services. At night is when it transforms into a women-only facility, again, with the sole purpose, and really is the only option there in Anchorage for these women to have just a safe place to stay. And now that's in jeopardy.
Now, I also understand there's another component of this where, and Hope Center, and I should have mentioned this to start out with, this is a Christian ministry. Therefore, they have statements about their religious beliefs, and I suspect they have signs posted around the center that would reflect their religious beliefs. And I understand, Ryan, that they're not allowed to have those signs on their website.
Right.
Why not?
Because the city has passed an ordinance saying you can't even say it. You can't even publish it or circulate it. So the change to the law has made it not just illegal for this faith-based shelter to say no to a man that shows up. They've also made it illegal for a place like the Hope Center to post a sign saying this is a women-only shelter, or to make clear on its website this is our mission. It's to help, you know, the women in our community. And that in and of itself is a violation of the law. So what does this organization have to do? Well, they had to take that down. They had to chill their speech. They had to stop speaking. And that's, of course, another First Amendment violation. You've got the free exercise of religion. You've also got free speech violations going on, let alone the fact that, again, common sense, you would think, rule the day here.
Ryan Tucker is with Alliance Defending Freedom. And by the way, folks, if you would like to help them stand up for this incredible ministry in Anchorage, you can do so by going to adflegal.org/Todd. That's T-O-D-D. That's adflegal.org/Todd. Ryan, I'm curious to know about the ministry. Have they heard from women who have decided not to go, or have they left? I'm wondering what kind of an impact this has had.
Well, the women there are very much concerned. And, you know, before when we went through this battle the first go around, the women actually said they would rather sleep in the woods than spend the night in the same room as the men if the city were to go forward and prevail. Fortunately, we won the first time. We're expecting a victory here as well, praying for that. And, again, just doing what we can to support the women there in Anchorage.
Well, I'm glad you guys are doing that, and it's a shame that it's come to this. But again, this is the crazy world we live in, where all of our values have been turned upside down. Truth is irrelevant, and clearly, apparently, sex and gender are as well. So we appreciate you guys fighting the good fight, Ryan. Again, folks, if you would like information and if you'd like to support their effort in standing alongside this incredible shelter, adflegal.org/Todd. That's adflegal.org/Todd. Ryan, thank you again. We appreciate you spending time with us today.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate you.
All right. Good guy right there. And they're doing some great work. Can you believe that? I mean, you're a woman. You're trying to escape from some sort of a horrible situation, and you try to seek shelter, and you get settled in. All of a sudden, you find out you're sleeping next to a dude who thinks he's a woman. And now the ministry is being told they have to comply, and they're not even allowed to share their religious beliefs. This is unbelievable. I have to imagine they're going to prevail in the court. So let's see how all this plays out. Folks, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Fairfield, California. Husband and wife eating breakfast in their home around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, they hear someone banging at the front door, And then some guy literally breaks down the door, the entire door. He broke down the front door. So what did the husband do? Well, fearing for his own safety and that of his wife, he grabbed his lawfully obtained firearm, a .357 Magnum, and he pointed it at the suspect and opened fire. So anyway, the good news here is that the homeowner and his wife are safe and the intruder is dead. Police were able to track down the guy who was actually armed with a weapon himself, 27-year-old male. They did not release his name, but according to local reports, and here's this is the kick in the pants, folks. According to local reports, the suspect had been on parole for a violent crime. So why was this guy even out on the streets? Anyway, moot point now. I mean, you feel bad for the homeowner because, you know, they're going to have the trauma of shooting someone. I mean, that is still a traumatic thing, even though they were certainly in the right. But that's a difficult thing you're going to have to process. So maybe tonight you pray for this homeowner and his wife there in Fairfield, California, that the good Lord gives them some comfort and peace because the guy did the right thing. I mean, can you imagine? And by the way, this is why every person in America needs to be a gun owner, because you never know when the bad guys are going to come literally knocking down your front door while you're trying to eat your scrambled eggs and your bacon. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio for you. There is a guy by the name of Ian Rice. He is a parent, and for the sake of this conversation, you need to know that he is also a black man, and he is very concerned about critical race theory. Cut number three, please.
Hey, my name is Ian Rice. I've got two children here at the Caledonia School District. It's very apparent here by all of the parents that have spoken that this board and the school district is failing. More importantly, I came here to talk about critical race theory. This theory was never meant to be brought into grade schools, high schools, at all. It's actually taught in the collegiate atmosphere, and more importantly, the legal portion of the collegiate atmosphere, to see different laws through the lens of race from an ethics and an ethical standpoint, right? Not for grade schools and high schoolers. The problem with bringing it to high school and grade school level is that we don't have the educators to properly teach these kids. Instead, they're using it as their own agenda to indoctrinate the kids to hate each other. And whether you believe that to be true or not, the reality is that's what's happening. Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil. You already have an educator within your staff that has pulled my daughter aside and said, well, you're a minority, so you know better than to engage in certain things.
Wow.
Whoa.
When I was brought to the school's attention, nothing happened to the educator. Instead, my daughter was brought in, and she was ridiculed. So my question is now, with critical race theory being brought in, what is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job.
Yes.
Your job is to teach them math and science. Our job is to teach them about life. I believe racial issues and tensions across the U.S. are nowhere near what they used to be decades ago. Do we have a long way to go? Sure. Do we still have individuals out there that need to be taught? Absolutely. But I believe the people here don't look at me as a black man. They look at me as a man standing in front of you addressing the issue that we all are very passionate about.
I mean, is it really too much to ask? I mean, really, is it too much to ask that we just have the public schools teaching our kids how to read, how to write, how to do basic arithmetic, teach them some science? How about some civics? Why aren't we teaching these kids to love America? Is that too much to ask? They're so busy teaching the kids about whether or not they may or may not be LGBTQI or A. They're so busy teaching them about CRT. They're so busy teaching kids to look down on people. They're dividing kids between the oppressed and the oppressors. Is it just too much to ask that we get back to the basics? Can you imagine what this country would look like if we actually had educated people coming out of our public schools instead of indoctrinated people? Can you imagine how better off our country would be right now? Honest goodness, folks, this is why I think you got to consider homeschooling your kids. You got to do it. Those of you who can should. It's that serious of a situation. I feel so bad for a lot of moms and dads. They train up their kids. They're good, decent-hearted patriots, and they send the kids off to school, and when they come back, they're flag-burning communists who don't even know their personal pronouns. And again, it's not just in the local public schools. The universities are completely lost. Public universities are completely lost. Conservatives will never regain control of the public universities. Those days are done. Your best course of action, if you are an alumni, stop sending them money. Just stop. Start supporting schools that love America. Start supporting schools that are raising up generations of God-fearing patriots. That's what we need to be doing. So there are ways for us to fight back here. But I appreciate this guy. And again, his name is Ian Rice, for standing up and speaking out. But man, are they going after parents. There is a story in the New York Post, an Ohio private school. They've also been consumed with CRT, and the parents have been speaking out. So now the school, they're expelling the children. If their moms and dads are against CRT, they're expelling the kids. Honestly, that's the best thing that could possibly happen. Get your kid enrolled in either a homeschool or a good, solid private school that is conservative, and you got to do your homework, and you can't trust these teachers. I like what Tucker Carlson said last night. Let's put cameras in all the classrooms, right? I mean, you got cameras everywhere else, and I heard some of these people complaining about the assessment. Why would we do that? Well, you got, like, what, 2,000 cameras in Times Square? You can't put a camera inside a classroom? More damage is being done to this country in the classrooms than the domestic terrorists are doing. I'm telling you. All right, you know what? We'll try to dig more into that a little bit tomorrow. Folks, we've got a skedaddle. Don't forget, CPAC will be broadcasting live Friday from Dallas. That's going to be a lot of fun. Get out there. Have a great day, America. This is the Todd Stern Show.